a question for you today. Well, actually two questions. Firstly, how many people do you have in your life right now whom you dislike intensely? And secondly, when you run into them, how do you treat them? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And yes, if that makes you feel uncomfortable, you wouldn't be alone. There are several people in my life right now whom I dislike intensely. One's a bully. Not that I feel bullied in any way, but I watch this man bully his staff in the most terrible way. There are a few others too. How about you? And our natural reaction towards those people is almost always to hate them. Sometimes we even want them harmed. Tell them what we think, gossip about them, whatever that harm looks like. It's just how we're wired. And it's into that reality that Jesus has this to say. Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 43. You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who treat you badly. If you do this, you'll be children who are truly like your Father in heaven. He lets the sun rise for all people, whether they're good or bad. He sends rain to those who do right and to those who do wrong. If you love only those who love you, why should you get a reward for that? Even the tax collectors do that. And if you're nice only to your friends, you're no better than anybody else. Even the people who don't know God are nice to their friends. What I'm saying is that you must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Know this, that you'll never look into the eyes of someone whom God doesn't love. That's His word, fresh for you today. Hey, if you have some difficult people like that in your life, then the place to start is, as Jesus said, to pray for them. And the good news there is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.